You have landed on the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. Stick around. Dan Chadwell will be here during the 5 o'clock hour. Let's talk about the media. Let's talk about the Cuomo boys. Let's talk about Afghanistan and the lack of national media coverage for the last few years. Then we'll continue the coverage of Afghanistan with Sandra Gordon-Nielsen. She'll be here at 6 o'clock to share her knowledge and take your phone calls. Dr. Kevin Parzyk from Wilshire Health joins us tomorrow to talk about COVID. We're busy. It is a Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. I'm busy, but I'm nowhere near as busy as Lindsay Harn, but she's nice enough to come by and be in the studio and take a break. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you today, Dave?
I'm good. Remind people a little bit about who you are, please.
I'm Lindsay Harn. I'm with Richardson Properties, and I help people buy and sell real estate throughout San Luis Obispo County.
So I'm a little confused. What is your relationship with Richardson Properties? Because I always say, Lindsay Harn with Richardson Properties. Are you an employee? Do you have a partner? What's the deal?
So I am an independent contractor. I'm a real estate salesperson, so I cannot sell real estate without a broker. So Richardson Properties is the number one boutique brokerage, locally independent owned. And so I've been working with them for the last 3.5 years. And so I can't get paid or do what I love without the help of a broker. And so Charlie and Chris have been great.
Well, this is pretty impressive. I guess you're in the right place. Tribune has an article I know you've seen. A real estate firm is one of the fastest growing companies in the nation. A National Business News publication ranked a San Luis Obispo-based real estate company in the top 5,000 of the nation's fastest growing private companies. Richardson Properties, with a corporate office on Tank Farm Road, achieved a 222% revenue growth over a 3-year period. I bet most of that was from you.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. No, that's pretty impressive for a San Luis Obispo company.
It's really quite remarkable. I mean, one of my favorite quotes, I was just interviewed by Authority Magazine about a month or so back.
I'm sorry. You were interviewed by Authority Magazine?
Yes. So they're the authority on everything. Okay. I'll be sure to send you that. But one of my favorite quotes that I mentioned in there is, you know, the price of success must be paid in full and it must be paid in advance. And so what I think attests to Chris and Charlie's leadership is they've been building this company from the ground up for the last 30 years. And so we've got an absolute fantastic team that works together, collaborates to the benefit of our clients. But I'm so lucky to be a part of somebody that's been building the name and building the company for so long. To be on a list with, I think Zappos has been on the list, and some of these huge companies, to think of Richardson Properties and San Luis Obispo being on that list is pretty incredible.
All right. That sounds good. So people can check out the article on the Tribune and read more for themselves. But your website is separate. You have a separate website.
Yes.
Which is?
Lindsay Harn Group. So just my name, lindsayharngroup.com.
All right. There's so much here I want to talk to you about. If people, you have questions about real estate, she's here for a half hour. Feel free to call in at any point, 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832. I pulled this off the internet. By the end of the year, Lindsay, a 2021 price of a medium house is going to be $795,600, an increase of 20.7% over last year.
Now, that's for this county or?
For the state.
For the state, yeah. And I would say our local numbers are kind of on par. I pulled some data points that I thought your listeners might be interested in. I mean, right now, the number of listings for sale in the county is down 46%. So there's 46% less homes to choose from than there were last year at this time. Mm. But the price, the median price, is up 20%. So, you know, they say timing is everything in real estate. And I would just say if somebody's on the fence or thinking about making a transition, it's hard to find a more perfect storm than what we're experiencing right now.
Would you repeat those numbers, please? I think it's important.
So the number of available homes in SLO County is down 46% as compared to last year. Right now, the average home seller is getting 101% of list price.
Yeah.
And the median prices are up 20% from last year. The price per square foot's up 18% for last year. So you have a home last year, it's up about 18 to 20%, no matter how you cut it.
But the bottom line is, listening to you, if you're thinking of buying a house, forget about underbidding. You better give at least the asking price and perhaps go over that.
As a general rule of thumb, yes. Last week, we were actually able to negotiate a good client, a house primary residence. They were downsizing from a big home, wanted something a little bit smaller, less maintenance for retirement. We were actually able to negotiate $150,000 below list. So, you know, stats are stats, but every situation's different. And that's why you definitely need an expert in your corner, because, you know, $150,000 below list, they were pretty stoked.
Yeah, I bet. Now, the other thing this article points out, the California housing market is expected to cool in the second half of the year, meaning like now. What do you think is going to happen between now and the end of the year?
You know,
you think, is there going to be a cooling period? Or is it still going to be hot?
Well, it's certainly weather-wise a little hot in here today. No, yeah. You know, with prices up 20% from last year, does cooling off mean you go from 20% down to 15? I don't see the number of foreclosures coming on the market. We simply don't have enough inventory. So could it cool off? Could there be slight seasonal changes? Could interest rates go up slightly? Yes. Yeah. But I certainly don't think there's going to be anything significant, because, again, we're 20% up from last year. I just don't see things falling more than 5, 6%.
But it can't be this hot forever. At some point, it's going to have to change.
Right. And so I'd say it would probably be a slow, soft change and not anything like we had in 2008.
On the Stolberg Law KVC text line, well, here's a question. Is there any kind of registry one can add their address to not to get phone calls or letters asking if I want to sell? Seems like every other week or so, I'm getting unsolicited efforts to sell or buy my house.
Sign of the times, that's for sure. As far as the call list, yes, you can absolutely register your phone number for a do not call list. And if anybody were to like cold call you, you could report them, turn them in. So absolutely on the phone call. As far as the mailing goes, I am sorry to say I don't know the answer. But you could certainly get the postcard and ask to be removed from the folks' mailing list.
I would think, though, Lindsay, that people now have a sense that this is the time to sell. I mean, unless they've just been hibernating, they must know from all the media coverage and just word of mouth, yeah, this, if you're even thinking of selling a house, this is the time to go for it.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest challenge is for people, especially those, you know, who haven't moved in maybe 10, 20, 30 years, is, well, where am I going to go and how do I even start? It can feel very daunting and overwhelming. And based on those numbers I was explaining, with all the number of active listings down, they're worried, well, where am I going to go? I don't want to be homeless. I don't want to have to rent a one-bedroom apartment when I'm used to living in a 3,000 square foot custom home. And so one of the ways with myself and my colleagues at Richardson Properties, we actually work together to pair maybe a seller downsizing, help them find a furnished rental for 3 to 6 months, provide them with properties that haven't hit the market yet to consider. So really trying to give our clients as many possibilities as many options as possible, so that they really feel like they're going to be protected and they've got options. Part of that is, we, if they're moving out of town, we'll actually connect them with a top agent there and help them transition to a rental or potentially a purchase.
We're in conversation with Lindsay Harn from Richardson Properties, just getting the latest pulse on the local real estate market. On the Stolberg Law KVC text line, listener wants to know about foreclosures. Are we having more foreclosures on the Central Coast? And how is that impacting the housing market?
We are not having an impact or an increase in foreclosures at this time. I think a lot of that has to do with the eviction moratorium. We've also got foreclosure moratorium. So while a lot of people have filed, say, forbearance, where, you know, they were going to maybe pause on making their mortgage payments, most of those people were doing that as more of a convenience than an actual have to, meaning they've got the ability to pay their mortgage. So I just don't see a major increase in foreclosures in this county. We've never had a ton of them. And I certainly don't see that that's going to be a major thing coming up.
I'm looking over at Craig Hill. Craig, you're working real estate as well. What's your take on all this?
It's a crazy time, I'll tell you that. I actually had just a couple questions.
Sure.
You know, I got to pick your brain a little bit. And one of them is the fact that, you know, in other states, they have to deal with seasons. You know, you can't sell a house in January in Minnesota because no one's going to want to go outside. I'm just wondering, on the Central Coast, is there a best time of year to buy and sell? Or is it because of our weather year-round?
I've been told it was spring and summer.
That's definitely like the historical real estate seasons. I'd say we're fortunate enough in this county for weather reasons for sure. And then the various tourism, there really is not a down season. It's usually the slowest time is that couple weeks when kids get back to school, families get back into routine. There's sometimes a small kind of late summer blues, as we call them. But generally, there's really not a bad time. I think the main thing is, our inventory is so limited. If you know what you're looking for, if it comes up in November or January, if it's the right home, it's the right home. Most home buyers don't have any issues making a transaction in the traditional off seasons.
You were talking about limited inventory. I was wondering today with this crazy market, is there still the basic idea of using comps to decide what a seller's home is worth? Or is there a new tool like comps plus a premium based on limited inventory when trying to price someone's home?
And how accurate are those comps?
Well, my comps are always perfect. No, I'm just kidding. I'm teasing. So when I pull comps, typically in the past, you would look what's sold in the last 6 months.
Right.
And in a market like this, I really study the pendings. And I actually call every seller of a competing pending listing. If I'm about to list something in, say, your neighborhood, I'm going to find out the status of the pendings. Did they have one offer? Did they have 10 offers? Did they go, you know, 1% above list or 10% above list? And then I'll really emphasize more on the pending data and then what other listings we would be competing with if we hit the market today. And so I look at the actives and pendings a lot closer than I do the solds, whereas historically you focus more on the sold data.
All right. We've got Beverly on KVEC. Hi, Beverly.
Yeah, thanks for another great show. Lindsay, we like Lindsay that sold our property because my husband and I felt as though Lindsay really thinks out of the box. I mean, we as just consumers, we had a ton of property over many decades sold and bought ourselves. So we're probably a little more savvy than the average seller, but she listens very well, has great people skills, and she definitely thinks out of the box. This rental that we had was not the norm, and she did exactly what we wanted to do. So anybody listening, call her.
Lindsay, do you think outside the box?
Thank you very much, Beverly. Yes, I do. It makes it interesting, and it helps solve people's problems.
Give me an example. What does that mean, that you think outside the box?
Well, what that means to me is that she, like in my business, sometimes I door knock and get clients, and she door knocked some neighbors or spoke to some, and potentially, you know, people around your neighborhood are very interested, but showing up and meeting the neighbors sometimes is very effective, and I like that.
Yeah, proven strategy, I guess.
Right. Yeah, we had a challenging situation, and you know, I figured, well, who's been transacting in the neighborhood that might want another investment or opportunity, and so we were able to find a buyer through a somewhat challenging situation, and I think it was definitely a win-win for everybody.
All right, Beverly, thank you. We're talking real estate with Lindsay Harn, 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832 if you want to join us. On the Stolberg line, Joseph writes, in this market, is there any chance for a first-time home buyer to actually get a home?
Absolutely. of course, I mean, is it challenging and are there some disappointments along the way? Potentially, you know, sometimes you have to lose a property, meaning the first house that you fall in love with or decide is going to work for your family. It's not always going to go your direction, but if you've got a good agent and you're willing to take the steps to position yourself to be as good of a buyer as you can be, you'll absolutely be able to find a home in this market.
but the market may be Wasna. I mean, you may be out, you may have to, you may not be able to live in San Luis Obispo.
Right. There's always trade-offs, right? Do you want more space in terms of interior square footage, in which case you sometimes have to go a little bit further out? Or would you rather, you know, stay in city but have something smaller? And so, you know, part of the process I go through when I meet with a new buyer is I actually sit down and we kind of rank all of the things that they want. And then we talk about the percentage chances that we're going to find all of them. And, yeah, and we rank them so that we can work together on finding the right community and the right home.
We go to Scott in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Dave. I don't know if I got a bad connection. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. Hello, Lindsay. Hi, this is Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Got a question. If I got a brother who wants to sell half of my dad's house, and I had some inspections done, building engineer report, termite estimate, electrical work, did all sorts of stuff on it, and an appraisal. I talked to a real estate agent, and he said, you need to disclose that. If you sell the house, you need to disclose that. Now, if my brother wants to sell the house and said, no, let's not disclose anything, what would you tell my brother, for example? Would you say, hey, listen, can you do that? Or would you say, you got to disclose it? Do you know?
Great question. So are you an owner in the property as well?
I'm breaking off, Dave. Can you hear me?
Yeah, she wants to know whether or not you're part owner of the property. Here's Scott. Here's okay. What I'm going to do. I got to do this. I got to take the break. Scott, call back if you can. Otherwise, when we come back, Lindsay will give you an answer. Stick around. And we're back with Lindsay Harn from Richardson Properties. Your website, Lindsay, is?
LindsayHarnGroup.com.
All right, let's try this again with Scott. So, Scott, I think this is a better connection.
Yeah, sorry, Lindsay. I got disconnected there.
All right, so Lindsay was asking whether or not you're part owner of this property.
Yeah, and I had everything done on it. My brother would like to sell the house and not disclose any of that information.
Okay. First of all, I am not a real estate attorney, so, you know, I will answer your question, but feel free to consult with the California real estate attorney. But my advice to you would be, if there's something in your possession that would be considered a material fact, which to me, what you're describing, those would be material facts to a potential buyer, I would absolutely disclose it for a variety of reasons. But it's a very small town, and who knows if the buyer is going to call up those same inspectors and find out the information anyway. So when in doubt, it's always better to over-disclose. But, you know, you can feel free to consult with your real estate attorney to confirm that messaging.
Yeah, I just been told that by a pretty well-known real estate agent, and he looked at it and says, you have to disclose this. And I told my brother, and he says, no, I don't want to disclose it. We just want to get as much money as you want. So, yeah, I'm in a legal battle.
Oh, my goodness.
But I want to be truthful. If I do sell the house, it's not about the money. It's about giving the buyers respect and information they need to know.
Yeah.
Because if I buy a house, if the seller wanted to say, here you go, I had this done a year ago, have at it, look at it, you want to hire, you know, okay, fine, thank you. I can get another inspection. But, you know, it's just one of those things, you know.
It's one of those things.
The market is so strong, most buyers will review the information and likely still proceed, but they're going to find the information out one way or another, and you'd much rather negotiate up front than after they move in, they talk to the neighbor, and then you're in litigation for a couple years.
All right, Scott, thank you. We got a lot of text messages here on the Stolberg line. First one. In the current market, what recommendations would Lindsay make for a home that is a very desirable location, has a great floor plan, but has some deferred maintenance and needs updating?
Wonderful. Well, I would say feel free to reach out to me offline and we could talk through things in more detail, but my typical process is I would, you know, come conduct a walkthrough with you there if you're comfortable. We could keep our 6 feet apart. And basically, I would look through the property and say, you know, here are your options for completely as is. Don't lift a finger. Here's some options on ways you could spend a tiny bit of money and increase your return on investment. So I approach every property differently, but it's a meeting that we would have, a conversation that we would have to see which items are worth the investment.
Craig wants to follow up on that.
Quick follow-up on that. You were saying which items are worth it. I'm wondering, roof repair, is that going to increase the value of the home beyond the cost of the repair, or are you going to break even on it?
Great question. I think it always is going to depend on the situation, and I hate to not give you a straight answer, but if it's a home that could be torn down, probably not worth the investment. If it's a high-end home where the only thing wrong with the house is a roof, you're probably going to find buyers in that price range expecting a roof over the head. If it's shingles versus tile, if you're going to switch out the tile, save money, and do shingles, we should talk about how that's going to impact your resale. So I hate to not answer it, but
yeah,
it really depends on the type of the home.
That it, like on your average home, let's just say your average ranch, if you do a new roof, you're generally going to break even. It's not going to add a lot. It's not going to be one of those things that's recommended to kind of boost the value in a mediocre market like maybe a kitchen or a bathroom renovation would be.
Correct.
Bang for your buck.
Yeah, and I think, too, it depends on the appearance. Does the roof look acceptable, or does it look like, you know, one heavy rain and the whole house is going to have a pond? So there's those trade-offs. I think it comes down to curb appeal.
Curb appeal is the key phrase.
So it's all about looks, just like in life.
We'll stop the face for radio jokes.
Now. All right, so the website for Lindsay Harn is?
LindsayHarnGroup.com.
Phone number is?
805-441-7744.
So you sound pretty bullish. You don't see the bubble bursting. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going strong.
If you have any specific questions, I'm sorry we weren't able to get to everybody today, but feel free to reach out to me. I talk to contemplating homeowners all the time. I'd be more than happy to answer any of your questions in a more personal fashion.
Final thoughts, Lindsay Harn?
I just really appreciate being here, and thank you for all of the support.
That's it.
Okay.
No, that's not it. You can get another 30 seconds. Craig, you got a real estate joke?
Oh, yeah. Just pop one on. Maybe, hey, you got 30 seconds to kill? Yeah, I don't have any real estate. Yeah. Now's a good time to get in. I'll tell you that right now.
I thought you maybe had a real estate joke. I don't know. All right, Lindsay. Nobody, do you have any real estate jokes? What do real estate realtors do when they get together?
Here is one of the things I was just quoting an article on. Yes, it was. Make sure your business card looks like your profile picture. You don't want to show up 10 to 20 years before.
It's like dating. You want the person to look like the online photo.
Exactly.
Thank you, Lindsay. Good to see you. Off we go. News, traffic, weather. Here comes Dan Shadwell. Stick around.